This is Wednesday evening, 12:16:20. We're still looking at a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. And the title of this is Current Events in the Light of God's Word. I wrote my thoughts down this morning. For too long, the church as a whole has disassociated itself with what is going on in our world. Many have no idea what is really going on in the seven hills of culture of which we are supposed to be occupying. We as the body of Christ need not be in the field to occupy it. It is my aim to bring to light the relevancy of God's word in light of what is going on right now. We need to be informed. The church and God's government should be in the middle of what is happening. God communicates to us about what is going on around us if we're open to it. Thank God in Revelation 11:11, he shows us God's government and his way of doing things, his power, that finally, after being dead for so long, 3.5 years, whatever that 3.5 years really means. I said, Lord, 1,000 years a day, days 1,000 years. Could that mean that? I don't know. But the point is, finally we stood up. It says in Revelation 11:11, and after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. The church has been standing up, and this is why we are seeing change. People are moving away from organized religious settings and seeking God, and he is moving among us and helping us. Thank God. With that thought in mind, I would like to share some insight about some things we are currently seeing and hearing about. I've heard this week several things, but I kept hearing about the cyber Pearl Harbor. We're going to look at that. But before we look at that, there's something that's kind of hung in me, and I wanted to share it with you because I'm just kind of going, okay, Lord, I want insight into this. In Ezekiel chapter 10, I've heard too many times, well, at least a handful of times, I've heard people say, well, you know, it's just a movie. He's already won. It's already done. And I'm just in my mind going, how is that possible? And then I think about how we were brought up with a Star Trek and thought about movies like Back to the Future, the space-time continuum where, you know, Doc would make sure they'd have to calculate which point in time they would jump back into the timeline so it wouldn't change history. And I've heard that term, jumpers and time travel. And I thought, oh, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It looked like they were in a phone booth thing, you know. And I know in Jesse Duplantis, his account of heaven, he talks about people arriving in these things that look like that to heaven. He said one of them got out and kissed the ground, you know, because they made it. You know, so I was thinking about this, you know, before now, and I want to look at Ezekiel. Just some food for thought today. Thinking, how can Christians be so disconnected? When you're disconnected with what's going on around you, you're disconnected with this. Because this is God's word. This is his will. This is everything that we need to know, past, present, or future, is in this book. They've been fed a narrative. No, it's way out there, you know. No, it's right now. It's happening right now. And they're going to look back and they're going to think, it was all going on and I didn't even know. I didn't even realize. It just never dawned on me. Well, it should be dawning on them. Ezekiel 10. Now, I've told you before that Ezekiel here in this account God's chariot showed up for the to escort the Spirit of God out of the temple. He decided his people were not going to obey him. He let Ezekiel look into the wall, and he saw the atrocities that were going on in the temple, what the priests were doing one thing on the Sabbath, another during the week. So this chariot shows up. Verse 1 says, "And then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherubim, and fill thine hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherubim and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was filled with the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. It came to pass that when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims, then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And one cherubim stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims unto the fire that was between the cherubims, and took thereof and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. There appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was as the color of a beryl stone. And as for their appearance, they had four, one had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but in the place whither the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes." Think about that. They saw north, south, east, west. I heard someone say one time, another prophet mentioned this, and I never thought about that, that the wheel with the eyes, that he could look at any direction, past, in the future, and now. And that's what got me thinking about this time travel thing. How can you know? How can you know? And the Lord said to me when all this started, do not be afraid of technology. Now Hitler, the Nazis, they got a hold of technology beyond them, and they used it for evil. Isn't it, just think about this, we need to be open-minded. Is it too far out to think that God would allow someone that was of a noble heart, had noble ideas to help humanity and do the right thing, that God would entrust this type of technology so he could do the things he needed to do? I mean, it's not impossible for the Lord to translate Philip. And isn't that what sometimes prophets and different ones have visions and dreams, and they see things in the past? I remember Billy Brim talking about on Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria one day that this woman was sick in the hospital. And she gave a testimony later that Gloria Copeland came into the hospital room in the middle of the night and prayed for her, and she was healed. Gloria Copeland doesn't know the woman, and Gloria Copeland was never there. But Gloria prayed, "Lord, if you need me for anything during the night, you can count on me." And I've heard people say that they dreamed that they were in Russia and they were teaching to a bunch of people in this house. And then they woke up the next morning and they had mud on their shoes. Like they had been there. Now think about it. I'm thinking, Lord, you are so vast and you have such knowledge, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. So I just thought I'd give you that little nugget there, because I thought, I keep hearing that over and over. A lot of times when I'm supposed to kind of look into something, the Lord will just keep, it just seems like it just keeps coming up and keeps coming up. I think I'm going to have to look into it. Like the looking glass. Spock is a perfect example of the looking glass. The Star Trek adventures are a perfect example of this technology. I'm talking about the original. And even, I commented to the Lord today, I said, Lord, I'm groaning. I said, this whole earth is groaning. It's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. I said, this is what I'm feeling. I'm just sensing everything's groaning. We've come to this place. It's like Spock after he died. And here he is on this island, or this planet, and this planet is decaying. And it's falling apart, and he's part of it. And he's going to fall apart if Captain Kirk doesn't get there in the spaceship and, you know, beam him out. And that's exactly what happens. And I'm thinking, we do not need to limit God in any way. And the weeks and days ahead, years ahead, we're going to come into stuff that we are going to go, now understand all this stuff that I was picking up and I was sensing. I know now, because it's going to be shown to us, these things. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I thought that was kind of cool. I'm thinking, yeah. It made me feel more assured, too, that the plan's already been done. It's already been laid out. But they're doing it a slow release so that people will wake up. People will wake up to what's really going on. So don't panic. Don't be afraid. God is truly in control of this. And I believe he's on this is a reset, because everything's groaning right now. All right, we're going to look at something. The Cyber Pearl Harbor is what we're going to look at. I'm going to read some articles to you today. All right, that's not the one I want. This is the one I want. And the reason I copied these off, because I've heard them several times, and I believe they've been confirmed that I believe they're right. It says here, small earthquakes shake border of Maine and Canada. The earthquake centered near Robinson and had a magnitude of 2.4 and 3.0 before 8 a.m. on Wednesday. This was December the 9th. The earthquakes reached a magnitude of 2. Okay, I've already read that. The epicenter of the quakes was about 3 miles from the small town of Robinson, near the border with New Brunswick, Canada, and the U.S. Geological Survey said the University of Maine at Machias produced seismic data that showed it's possible there were two earthquakes or one earthquake and an aftershock. That's reported from the Boston Globe. The U.S. Geological Survey received more than 60 reports from people who felt the second quake, the Globe reported. Okay, so it's been confirmed. They can pick it up on the map that they had an earthquake. All right. The next article I want to read is 50,000 Chinese troops. I believe I've had this confirmed several times over and over, people that I do believe that have good information. It says 50,000 Chinese soldiers were bombed and killed in an underground bunker in Maine, the northeasternmost U.S. state, which was listed as an earthquake. Multiple news Multiple news reports that there were multiple sources claiming that an F-16 was also brought down in Michigan. However, none of these claims were confirmed by any reliable source. A magnitude 3.0 earthquake was reported in Maine shortly after 7:30 Wednesday, 12/9/20. The epicenter of the earthquake was nearly 2.5 miles northeast of Robinson, a small town located near the Canadian border. However, no casualties were reported in result of the earthquake. The conspiracy is circulating on social media since many web portals and YouTube channels are reporting the incident. Whenever they start saying it's a conspiracy theory, I start saying, must be the truth. I'm repeating because mainstream is calling it a conspiracy. The CIA code words, if you don't agree with our narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist. All right. I've had this confirmed. Gene Decodes, he went on two different programs and confirmed that. Said that the pilot was rescued, that the plane was actually, there's some kind of something that our military is weak in, and it's some kind of something that comes off of something that causes it to mess with the, I don't know if it's the, whatever you call it, the engines and all that stuff. It messes that up. Okay, but no, it says here no official confirmation was made by any government source. The question still arises, how did 50,000 Chinese troops get underground in Maine without notice? The conspiracy theory clearly seems fabricated as some fiction movie. But how did this start? Okay, earlier this week, a web portal, Dark Outpost, made the claim in its article referring to Hal Turner's radio show as the source of the report. The article reads, Hal Turner radio show has just reported 50,000 Chinese soldiers were bombed and killed in Maine, which was listed as an earthquake. Then an F-16 was taken down in Michigan. Three aircraft carrier battle groups were deployed on the West Coast and two aircraft carrier battle groups deployed on the East Coast. We know that's true. Positioned to shoot down incoming nuclear missiles, the Chinese and Russian Navy are now positioned for a quick move to position from which they could quickly attack the United States of America. The government cut Hal's show on computers and telephone. Isn't that what they do? You start bringing the truth, they censor you. Okay, because information is too dangerous, is it so, says why they cut it. Only the backup channel works at this moment, so they cut off his radio. The first shots of World War III have been fired. Over the past 4 days, there have been massive movements of troops, equipment, and supplies within the continental United States. Today, that was Tuesday, the U.S. Navy is positioning aircraft carriers and their strike groups off both the U.S. East and West Coast. It appears we are preparing to defend ourselves from an invasion, and it said China with a question mark. Late Saturday, no fewer than 25 C-17 aircraft were in the skies over the USA, carrying troops and equipment from around the nation, all going to Nellis Air Force Base. Now, I've heard two stories on this. One of them, another one scenario, was this. It takes them like 16 loads to transfer the gold. All the gold they got back that's going to come to us, we the American people. So that's those big aircraft is what some have said. Okay. Also late Saturday, no fewer than 12 C-130 aircraft were also on the move, also all heading to Nellis. Some have said that's the hub to defend our nation if there is any type of invasion. On Sunday, locals on and around Nellis report the base was swarming with soldiers and Marines. They also reported seeing a vast array of land-fighting vehicles coming out of the aircraft. U.S. is moving self-propelled artillery to border with Quebec. Reports of uniformed Chinese troops are uninformed. It says uninformed, and I'm thinking, I wonder if that's, they spelled that wrong. I mean, they can't report. I figure they can't spell either. Another source has claimed that stories have been coming out about large numbers of Chinese troops in Canada near Vancouver, B.C. They talked about, someone said it was cold weather games or cold weather training, but it was something else. I think they got that wrong, too. Anyway, it's near Vancouver, B.C. Now more information indicates additional uninformed Chinese troops are mustering elsewhere near the U.S. border in Canada, this time along the Quebec and New Brunswick province borders with Maine, USA, which from what I heard today, they're saying they have backtracked out of here. Someone else said, well, the U.S. 107, he said, well, you know, they're flexing their muscles right now. They'd be stupid. They really would. On Wednesday, a train carrying dozens of self-propelled howitzers artillery was seen moving north from Herman, Maine. Local CBS TV affiliate WABI Channel 5 reported the artillery was to Presque Island. Is that how you say it? Presque, P-R-E-S-Q-U-E, Isle, where it will be moved out of Maine to an unknown location. Trouble is, once in Presque Isle, there are no more functioning railroad tracks to go anywhere. So they're kind of saying here, it's not a port there. There's no ships to take the armor anywhere, so there's nowhere for them to go. All right, naval deployments. This morning, according to the U.S. Naval Institute, the Navy has deployed 3 aircraft carriers plus a landing helicopter dock off the U.S. West Coast and 2 aircraft carriers in their strike groups plus another LHD off the U.S. East Coast. Off the West Coast is the USS Carl Vinson in the Pacific, not at port, along the Oregon-Washington border. Aren't you glad you're out of there? The USS Essex, LHD, that's the helicopter dock, off the coast of San Francisco, and the USS Theodore Roosevelt and its strike force off the coast of Los Angeles. Off the coast are the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower off the coast of Connecticut, the USS Gerald Ford off the coast of New Jersey, and the USS Iwo Jima off the east coast of South Carolina. Given the new naval deployments and the very large sudden movement of troops into Nellis Air Force Base, one gets the impression that the United States is preparing to defend its homeland from an actual invasion. Word and intelligence circles say that if the Supreme Court voids any or all of the November 3rd election due to the massive fraud and violations of the U.S. Constitution with charges to election laws, the lawless extension of voting for weeks in violation of 3 U.S.C. 1 and 2, the Democrats are planning on asking the United Nations to invade and depose Trump as a dictator. There is also word within intelligence circles that the states of California, Oregon, and Washington, plus New York, might actually try to secede from the Union if Trump gets 4 more years and may need to be forcibly brought back under U.S. control, the same way renegade southern states were handled back in the 1860s during the Civil War. You know, after it said the war was over and the North won, the South rebelled. Okay, this guy says here, it would gladden my heart to see U.S. military bombing egomaniac Governor Andrew Cuomo and filthy commie New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio back into the Union or to kingdom come. China and Russia are deploying their naval assets in such a way that transit to the U.S. would not take long. China's positioning out in the Pacific. Just this morning, the British revealed they've been tracking the entire Russian Northern Fleet off the British coast this month as the Russians head out into the North Atlantic. One possibility is they are heading toward the Mediterranean to deal with the Syrian and perhaps Turkey. But what if they're not going into the Mediterranean? What if they're positioning out in the Atlantic to arrive as requested along the U.S. East Coast? It sounds corny, but we won't know until we know, and that will be in a few days. So, all right. There's one more here. Let me see. It's this one. This article is on cybersecurity. CISA issues an emergency directive to mitigate the compromise of SolarWinds Orion network management products. Now, I have another one here that I saw this morning that more explains it. Just let me get it. I think I put it in there. Is that it? No, I guess I didn't bring it in here. Anyway, it was talking about this. It was confirming this. This is Washington. This was on December 13th. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, tonight issued emergency directive 2101 in response to a known compromise involving SolarWinds Orion products that are actually being exploited by malicious actors. This emergency directive calls on all federal civilian agencies to review their networks for indicators of compromise and disconnect or power down SolarWinds Orion products immediately. The compromise of SolarWinds Orion network management products poses unacceptable risk to the security of federal networks, said CISA Acting Director Brandon Wells. Tonight's directive is intended to mitigate potential compromises within federal civilian networks, and we urge all our partners in the public and private sectors to assess their exposure to this compromise and to secure their networks against any exploitation. This is the fifth emergency directive issued by CISA under the authorities granted by Congress in the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. All agencies operating SolarWinds products should provide a complete report to CISA by 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, December the 14th. Well, the problem with this is the Dominion voting system is a cyber, this is a SolarWinds. It's part of their, it's one of their products. And what I see a problem with this is giving them an opportunity to clear those machines out or do something with the I know some of them have been seized, but you can see where that's going, where they could absolutely try to uncover what they've done, because it's coming out. It's all coming out. All right. All right here, I just wrote this down. It looks to me like they're trying to get rid of evidence of the fraud they did concerning the 2020 election. All the votes have been wiped. You know, it was just a glitch. It's just human error. That's the crap they use now. This is just another of their false flag events to get ahead of the narrative, to keep the dumb sheep distracted and unaware of what they are trying to pull. I've never seen such deception. But on a positive note, looks like Brexit is still on. So the European Union wants the UK in there because of the Great Reset. We're talking the New World Order, Mark of the Beast. They want to take over. And now Brexit, they couldn't make a deal. So it looks like the UK, the president has already made a deal with Boris Johnson to have a trade agreement and everything. So I'm glad to see that they're not going to go the bad way, at least for now. Okay. The Lord said this to me just a couple of days ago. The time has come when they will turn on each other. This is reckoning day. They will not be able to avoid it. It has caught up to them, and there is no escape. The day of their trickery is over. It is time for those who will to get on the right side of things. As was seen on Monday, electoral votes submitted. Some moved ahead in their fraud while others split the electorates doing the right thing. So we have these six states now, I think it is, that went ahead and filed their electorates for President Trump. And on January 6th, those can be, if they try to submit Biden in, they can refute those. Okay. All right, those that plunged ahead in their fraud are going down. It will be good. It will be for good. No longer will they be allowed to play the whore. Those that have moved to the right will rat them out. So look out. That's what's going to happen. That's what's already happening, I am sure. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me that every single person, all poll workers or whatever, first thing they did was hail every one of them back in and say, okay, you've got an option here. Since you're the low-hanging fruit, you can either spill or you're going to Gitmo. Okay. All right. Now let's get to some scripture. Revelation 17. Get me a drink. To me, you could look in the Bible and see what's happening today. All right, Revelation 17:15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate neck, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So to me, this is the ratting out. The whore's in league with them, but they're going to turn on the whore. Okay. They are known, this bunch is known for their false flag events. Now, flip over with me to Revelation 8. We're going to look at some Pearl Harbor facts from the scripture. I can tell you right now, just listen to my mother talk, and she was just a little kid during World War II, that they all thought that this was the time of the Antichrist, and it was. It just wasn't the time to the total end. Revelation 8:8-9. They all thought Hitler was Antichrist. He was. Just like his daughter is. And a bunch of other people. And the second angel sounded, and it was as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And I want to give you some facts about World War II. I know I put them in here just a second. Well, I guess I didn't. All right. I have them underlined here. A third part of the creatures in the sea died. A third part of the ships. Oh, here it is. The second trumpet, that's the second trumpet, started in 1939. Approximately 105,000 ships participated in World War II, and approximately 36,000 of them were sunk, approximately one third. The first employment of a nuclear bomb would look exactly like a mountain burning with fire. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Is it Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Is that the two? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So chapter 8 is all about false flag events. And there could be others that fit that same category. So I wanted you to see that. You know, we're talking about a cyber Pearl Harbor. Right. Now just think about the time we are in. There are military involved, but there is no doubt that it is a cyber war. The stolen election is just one way that they have sabotaged and stolen. General Flynn calls all Anons digital soldiers. What's with these Asians? I don't know what it is. Japan and now China. First Japan tried to take us out, and now China. They have infiltrated our country from within, hacking this and hacking that. How do you think they steal our intellectual property? Hacking. They know we're talking about it. They are very brilliant at copying. They don't have much creativity, but they'll copy anything. Because he was talking about some golf clubs that they make that looks like the real deal, and it's just they've copied. And we know that because we've gotten so much stuff from China. You can't tell the difference. Okay. It reminds me of a movie that came out in the 80s. It made me think about War Games. War Games. Everyone thought it was real, but it was just a computer game. In fact, the computer kept saying, "Shall we play a game?" It also reminded me of the Star Trek episode where they visited a planet and they had been having wars for hundreds of years, but nobody was ever killed. It was all on computer. And so then they'd take out in the computer game, a certain sector would be wiped out, so they would have those people that lived there would have to report, and they'd put them in a chamber and gas them and they'd be dead. Can't make this stuff up. All right. Projecting, are we? They've been projecting. Well, we've been seeing that all our lives. I mean, I grew up on Star Trek. It was one of the main programs that I watched. Okay. With everything on computer, you just hack the computer or shut down all the systems. That's all you'd have to do. Everybody's so dependent on it now. They control their whole, the CCP control their people with their cell phones. They don't get their money. They don't get, they do anything they want to through their cell phones. And that's how they found out that they had killed about 2.5 million of them, was because they had cell phones with no owners. And you take your cell phone like, well, it was like your passport, your whatever, ever, all your records, everything right there on that cell phone. But they have cell phones with no owners, so something happened to them. I think probably what happened was the 5G. Testing of 5G killed a bunch of them. Because they had showed, I remember them showing all these big incinerators they'd brought in, you know, to cremate the bodies. Okay. All right. We saw this week some pictures of about 20 of our governors that show them in pictures with key players from China. We're talking, I don't know if they are executives or whatever, but they evidently have some standing. Yeah. Our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, issued them a warning at the first of this year. And they've continued on with their whatever they're doing, and they have not listened. This is another one. It's time. You're fixing to go down. You've been given every opportunity. You've been warned, and you haven't heeded the warning. Okay? Enough of that. They will pay for their treason. By the president's executive order, September 12, 2018, for interference. You know, what's sad is the Chinese people are the ones that suffer because they've had all these floods and stuff and their crops are not good, and so they're in bad shape in China. But what this EO does, it seizes all their property, all their assets. Okay. Oh, we need to pray for the Chinese people, especially the Chinese Christians. I know there's a lot of Christians over there. And I said, Lord, I just pray for those that are innocent in this, that you'll make a way for them. Which, if, you know, you see so much about G, that he's bad. But I've heard others say, no, he's actually in league with President Trump. They want their country free just like all the other countries. So I hope that's true. I hope that's true. All right, last but certainly not least, an article from the Daily Buzz. And I'm sure Jackie's probably heard all of this. This is an article. It says, a group of Harvard scientists plan to tackle climate change through geoengineering by blocking out the sun. Now, Jackie sent me an article. It was NASA astronauts were saying that December 16th through the 22nd, we had sunshine today, that they were, you know, it was going to be this darkness going on. And then I heard today that whatever they try to do, the president is going to use this to make the arrest. You know, he uses their false flag events as cover to go in and do arrest, and that he's implementing NACERA and all these kind of things are going on, just like what started back in March with the COVID thing is not any different. Anyway, Bill Gates is supposedly was on this bandwagon, if he's even alive anymore. The concept of artificially reflecting sunlight has been around for decades, yet this will be the final real attempt at controlling the Earth's temperature through solar engineering. The project called Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment will spend $3 million to test their models by launching a steerable balloon in the southwest U.S. 20 kilometers into the atmosphere. Once the balloon is in place, it will release small particles of calcium carbonate. Plans are in place to begin the launch as early as the spring of 2019. The basis around this experiment is from studying the effects of large volcanic eruptions on the planet's temperature. It says, in 1991, Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines erupted spectacularly, releasing 20 million tons of sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. This sulfur dioxide created a blanket around Earth's stratosphere, cooling the entire planet to 0.5 Celsius for around a year and a half. And they're looking at it as a solution to climate change. You know, they're on that bandwagon. Yeah. As scientists and government agencies around the world and environmental groups grow increasingly worried of our collective ability to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and curb climate change, the idea of geoengineering a solution has become more accepted. The ultimate goal is to reduce the warming on Earth. This can be done by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, sucking CO2 from the atmosphere, limiting the sunlight that reaches Earth's surface. So anyway, whether they're pushing through with their G20 stuff and all that kind of mess, I don't know. But I just know that's what the NASA astronauts, and we know about NASA, NASAL means deception, and we know that they're up to no good, and they're a bunch of liars anyway, so they will not succeed in what they're doing. You know, but you think about it. You know, I have to give them credit to being, they've yielded to the devil, that's for sure, for what they're doing. All right. Just another one of their false flag events trying to get our attention on something else, what's really going on, onto some other, something else. Yeah. There are really many scriptures. I was surprised when I went to look at the scriptures that describe this very thing. We're going to look at that. Now, I personally believe that when it talks about the sun going dark in scripture, I believe it's talking about a solar eclipse. I don't think they mean that, but that's what I think. Just like the blood moons, you know, it's not really turning to blood, but it looks, has the reddish cast to it. Okay. All right, Isaiah 13:10. I really know things are going on, and they're biblical. I don't know how many times Q has posted that. It's biblical. Isaiah 13:10 says, "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." When I was doing the study, the flat earth study, what got me was he calls, and it was in the book of Enoch also, he calls the sun a he and the moon a she. All right, Job. Take a left. 9:7. "Which commandeth the sun, and it rises not, and sealeth up the stars." So I guess they don't give their light. All right, Joel. Joel chapter 2, verse 10. "The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining." Well, you know what? The Lord and his being able to see past, present, and future, maybe he's describing what these deep state creeps are doing or what they're trying to do. We all think, well, God does this and all that. I don't think so. I think it's foretelling the events, that what's going on during the day and what the technology of the day and what the people of the day are doing. Now, I'm not saying God wouldn't, but I'm just putting it out there. All right, verse 31 says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." So he could be saying, you know, this all this stuff is going to happen in those last days before I come. They're going to try to block out the sun. They're going to, you know, whatever. They've tried to do everything else. They tried to blow a hole in the firmament. What is the name of that? Operation Fishbowl. They took atomic missiles and tried to break through the firmament. Didn't work. Admiral Byrd in Antarctica. Because right there where the dome comes to on that ice wall, it's magnetic. And their aircraft would go bonkers because of the magnets. Okay. Joel 3:15. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. I won't read the next one. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. The Lord knew there's going to be a lot of goings on. He said, yeah, they get a hold of the technology that I meant for my children, and they take it and they use it for bad. All right, Amos 8:9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. You know, when Jesus was crucified, it went dark at like 3 p.m. All right, I know back in the Gulf War, when they bombed the Kuwaiti oil fields, I saw a picture, I think it was Dubai, and it was at 12 p.m, but it looked like 12 p.m, just from the smoke from the burning of the oil fields. So these could be natural events that the Bible is talking about. Sometimes it says the Lord did it, but I mean, it's happening. Okay, Ecclesiastes, is that right? Ecclesiastes, yeah. I have to go back. 12:2. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. I just wrote these down. I looked them up and wrote them down, so I didn't read that one. All right, Ezekiel 32:7. You know, it is a wonder that so many of the blood moons have happened just in the last few years. They might have not happened for many, many years, and all of a sudden we're just having them boom, boom, boom. Well, it's because the Lord has given the signs, the stars, let me look at that. Genesis. This is Genesis 1:9. And God said that the waters under the heaven. Oh, wait a minute. It's not 9. Hold on. Okay, 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Okay, Ezekiel 32:7. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars therefore dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. Okay, Matthew 24. There's some good ones. Jesus talked about it. Matthew 24:7. That's appropriate. 24:7, that'll be dark. 24:7. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. And I think I must have wrote it down wrong. Let me look. Because I know it's in there. Look here. If you see it, tell me. All right, it's 29, not, not, I just must have typed it really fast. Okay, it's 29. Immediately after the tribulation those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign. We have a sign coming up here, the 21st sign of the Son of Man, the completed cycle of the sign of the Son of Man. It started the day that President Trump was inaugurated, I believe. It was either when he was elected or inaugurated, I forget which. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The dome is considered heaven. That's what God called it. He's not talking about God's heaven. He's talking about the dome. Okay, Mark 13:34. Well, I think I wrote that one down wrong too. Boy, I must have really been in a hurry. Let me look.
24.
Okay. See, I get to typing so fast. I guess I need a proofer. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be dark and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Okay, Luke 21. Hopefully I got this one right. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Okay, it says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. All right, 23:45. We'll do 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. All right, last one, Acts 2:20. And this was also Joel, out of the book of Joel. We'll start with 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I shall show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. All right. So we know the beasts are known for their false flag events. But thankfully we got a president that's 10 steps ahead of them. Yeah.